A Lively City of the Dead, Père Lachaise Cemetery. I rarely go out, but when I do wander, I go to cheer myself up in Père Lachaise. Honoré de Balzac, in an 1819 letter. A fascination with death, what the French call necrophilie, takes many forms, one of them so common it afflicts some 2 million individuals who each year enter the hallowed gates of Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris's 20th arrondissement. Hilly, wooded, with winding paths knotted around crumbling tombs, this is without doubt the most celebrated monumental city of the dead in Europe. Surprisingly, it stands within the limits of the sprawling French capital. It also happens to be about 150 yards as the raven flies from the office I rented for 20 years, which is why I became a Père Lachaise habitué. I love many things about the place: the greenery, the lack of cars, the expansive views from the looping gravel lanes, and of course, the sepulchral monuments. Père Lachaise quietly merges ancient and modern death cults, thereby assuring itself perennial status on the top 10 lists of Paris tourist sites. Peak attendance nowadays is on the newly fashionable Halloween, an Anglo-Saxon holiday, and on November 1st and 2nd, the traditional All Saints and All Souls days. But the procession to Père Lachaise, of curious funerary pilgrims, knows no season and braves all weather. Amid the cemetery's 100 lush acres stand faux Egyptian pyramids, mock Greek or Roman temples, and neo-Gothic chapels erected during the heyday of Romanticism 200 years ago, when the cemetery opened for business. These are my favorite monuments, and their setting is wonderfully evocative. Moss-grown, lichen-frosted, and shaded by venerable, voracious vegetation, the graveyard's first tombs were made in imitation of the antique, specifically of Rome's tomb-lined Via Appia Antica. They, too, are now antiques, proof that time can render true what begins as falsehood. Scattered among these proto-memorials are Second Empire neoclassical piles worthy of Paris's notorious 1853-1870 prefect, Baron Georges-Eugène Haussmann. Fewer in number, but more remarkable, are the eerily delicate